This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story at 7 o'clock. Colorado Springs police are investigating after another shooting at Memorial Park's skate park Saturday night, according to the reports. The latest incident happened around 9 o'clock in the evening at the park near the corner of Pikes Peak and Union. One male victim recovering after surgery at an area hospital. The recent violence at the skate park concerning for Kirk Patterson, who brings his 8-year-old daughter Olivia to that area.
I was about to say that I do think that more police patrol would help. More adult supervision. Every 30 minutes, maybe the police could patrol or whatever. I'm not sure.
Last year, two people were killed, including a 14-year-old boy, and another 12-year-old was injured at a shooting at that park.
Colorado Springs police are investigating after a security guard shot someone outside of a local nightclub. The incident happened around 12:30 a.m. Saturday outside the Babylonian nightclub down near the downtown area in the Knob Hill neighborhood. According to reports, a 20-year-old man with a gun threatened two security guards, one of whom opened fire after reportedly being afraid for his life. The suspect who was shot was taken to a local hospital by a friend.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office looking for a suspected burglar. According to reports, deputies responded to an area business in the 1600 block of Tuskegee Place, that's near Palmer Park, around 3 o'clock on Sunday. Commander Mitch Mercado with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that there were signs of forced entry, but no sign of a suspect.
The suspect was not on scene when we arrived. We're hoping that during the investigation we'll be able to find leads that will help us in the investigation.
Anyone with information about this case urged to contact the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Colorado Springs Police continuing their investigation following a bank robbery in Colorado Springs. Police say a suspect not only caused damage to the bank, but also a construction site and nearby restaurant. Started Saturday morning when a suspect allegedly broke out windows at an Olive Garden at North Academy, taking food, liquor, and a large knife. Then went to a construction site nearby, tearing down fencing, breaking windows on construction vehicles. And that's when they went to that bank in the same area near the Chapel Hills Mall, once again breaking windows and damaging the ATM, cutting down flags as well. Police say the suspect is in custody, currently being held on $10,000 bond.
The Colorado State Patrol is investigating another fatal crash near Peterson Space Force Base. State Patrol says it happened right before noon Saturday, involving three cars. Two of the victims have minor injuries, but a 20-year-old from Peyton died at the scene. Officers say he failed to yield to oncoming traffic and was hit in the intersection of Space Village and Airline. The investigation is ongoing. And a man's dead following a motorcycle crash in Fountain over the weekend. Police say he was not wearing a helmet and tried to pass someone illegally on the shoulder. It happened Saturday at 1 in the afternoon. When police got there, they found the motorcyclist dead on the scene. Investigators determined that he was illegally passing that car, lost control, and then crashed. Police also say the motorcycle was reported stolen from out of the springs. Now speed is being investigated as a factor in the crash.
A new Colorado law aims to give those with a criminal record a second chance and also help the labor market at the same time. The Clean Slate Act allows for nonviolent criminal records to be sealed automatically without an order from a judge. State Senator Dennis Heise is a sponsor, says that there's a clear need for such moves in the state.
We have over a million people in Colorado right now that are eligible to have their records sealed, but they have to petition the courts. And that is a process that absolutely takes an attorney. So it's pretty expensive.
Each district attorney across the state can submit an objection to sealing any person's record within 45 days after that record is sealed. Any additional offense committed will reset the time necessary for eligibility of record sealing, aiming to ensure that those who are eligible do not reoffend.
Gas prices set a new record high in Colorado, now at about $4.61 a gallon. But the Springs average is a bit lower at $4.56. Pueblo has higher prices than the state average of $4.63. The most expensive gas in the state is in Pitkin County at more than $5.50 a gallon. A year ago in Colorado, the average gas price per gallon was just $3.17. AAA says California is seeing the highest gas prices in the nation at $6.33 per gallon. One gas station in Mendocino, California, is now charging almost $10 a gallon, making it the most expensive gas in the country. President Biden continuing to blame the price at the pumps on the war in Ukraine.
The price of gas is up $1.40 since the beginning of the year when Putin began amassing troops at the Ukrainian border. This is a Putin price hike.
AAA says at nearly every location they measure, the price per gallon in the country is the highest they've ever recorded.
Head into your Monday afternoon with a chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Look for high temperatures today in the low 80s around Colorado Springs, 88 in Pueblo. Showers and thunderstorms mainly dying out and pushing east as we head overnight and into Tuesday morning, with morning lows in the mid and upper 50s. Then partly cloudy with another chance for showers and thunderstorms coming up Tuesday afternoon. Isolated severe storms are possible in and around Colorado Springs and Pueblo, with highs in the low 80s for Colorado Springs, 84 in the Steel City. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.